Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Anvil Wiskus. I'll be your host today, and I am so, so, so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. If you are brand new to Talk About It, welcome. It is a post-grad centered podcast that posts every single Wednesday. Hi, you guys. How are we doing? What is new? What's up? I am shooting episode 4. Oh my gosh, of my first ever series. It's going a lot faster than I was expecting it to, but I am so excited for this episode. It is the first time that I will not be shooting alone today. Yes, yes, yes. If you guys are wondering what my news was for the past like 4 episodes, I swear it's been teased forever now. I am going to have a guest join me today on this episode, and I am so excited. I am so, 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 so excited for you guys to meet her. This episode is going to be one that I need to hear and I need to have a conversation about. I think that so many of you are going to relate to it. So many of you guys are going to also be asking the same exact questions of just, even in the simplistic moments of how we take care of ourselves, how to listen to ourselves, how to work out right and not face burnout and just take care and feel good with what we're doing for ourselves and how we're taking care of our bodies. So I am so excited for you guys to tune in, and I'm so excited for you guys to meet and fall in love with my guest. The guest that I have coming on today, who you will meet in a few moments, actually went to the same college that I went to. She's a few years older, and we have a lot of people in common. She was really close friends with a lot of the dance team girls that I was also surrounding myself with at the time. And so we have a lot of mutuals, but this is going to be not only really exciting for you, but really exciting for me because she's super cool and super awesome and super sick. And so I just know you guys are going to fall in love with her because I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with everything she's about and everything she's created for herself. She's so inspiring and so motivating and so amazing. So I am so excited. Now that I've said I'm so excited 20 million times, let's just get right into the episode, okay? Let us talk about taking care of yourself. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. Today, you guys, I am joined with a very special guest, Bailey Bersini. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I am so thankful that you are here. This is going to be amazing. So for those who don't know who you are, give like a little introduction.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I am on the floor. I'm Bailey Bersini. I am a almost 26-year-old. And let's get into it. So I am a wellness coach.
Yes.
I also own a wellness brand community, health and social, with my BFF, Katie Hansen. And I love it. I'm very, very passionate about helping women feel amazing in their bodies. And then also bringing them together.
Yes.
Because I really, once I kind of dove into my wellness and I wasn't drinking as much after college, I didn't have community. Like I literally was so lonely. I was also living at home.
Yep.
And I was, I'm very outgoing most of the time,
yeah.
depending on the people. And so I was like, okay, if I'm suffering with this, other people are definitely suffering with this. And it's been really special to have clients come to the wellness events and like I get to meet them and we get to hang out, and it's been really cool to like weave both things together.
Yeah, that's so fun and so real and so honest, because we're all just trying to find that community, you know.
Literally.
Like, what do? You graduate and poof, everything's gone.
Yeah,
I've said it a million times. I'm like, the amount of people that I've had to try to meet because there's literally no one around me anymore, like You're a lone wolf.
Am I at the coffee shop? I'm like, hey.
Like, what's your name? Who are you? To the barista. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
No, but actually, though, that is special.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's a good little moment.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know, this is a post-grad centered podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
I love that.
I want to dive in first to your post-grad experience. So like the minute that you graduated, can you give us just like a timeline of like your process and how you got from there to here?
Yes. Okay. So I graduated early in December of 2021.
Roll Toms.
Roll Toms, baby. 3 weeks later, right into full-time work.
Yeah.
It was like the first job I got offered. It was my internship, the after-me job, and I was like, let's go. Yeah. No more applying for jobs. Yeah. It was a decent clear. Pay. You know, mm-hmm. I'm like, great benefits. Yeah. This is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
No, but it was fine. Fully remote. I was working in my room in my college house, kept going out with my friends, mm-hmm. had a blast, mm-hmm. truly so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Graduated. And still working my fully remote job, mm-hmm. trying to kind of like figure out, oh my gosh, like what's going on mm-hmm. right now. And then things really started to take a turn for me.
Mm.
I started to develop hormonal acne all over my face. I had really awful digestive symptoms. So like, yeah, we won't get into it.
Yeah, she goes, it was bad.
It was bad.
We hit a breaking point.
It wasn't good. And I think the drinking
yeah.
and things just kind of caught up to me,
yeah.
which was crazy because I was on the outside very healthy. Like
yeah.
I was a fitness trainer. I, mm-hmm. you know, posted my healthy recipes.
Yeah.
I was like going for 10,000 steps a day. Like I was doing the things.
Doing all the things, right?
What I, quote unquote. Yeah. What I wasn't doing was regulating my emotions.
Mm.
Literally, an emotion, like if I felt something, I was like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Like it just like wasn't, I was always happy, I was good, mm-hmm. whatever, but I would get really irritable,
mm-hmm.
like random things, you know, just angry at my parents for something stupid or my mm-hmm. brother or whatever, very short fuse, fatigued, mm-hmm. just like all these random things kind of started happening and I was mm-hmm. like, what's going on?
Yeah,
I got really sick, and that's kind of where I would say my post-grad journey started.
Mm.
Is I had to come back home to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And for, I don't even know, since I was probably like 15, 16 years old, I really was in a very worldly life.
Mm.
I cared way too much about what other people thought about me.
Mm-hmm.
I was definitely not in a good relationship with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not have my faith.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't believe in God. I always have. I just yeah. did not have a faith. And
mm-hmm.
I think there's a big difference
totally.
Between like that and mm-hmm. you know religion.
Yeah.
So really my sickness was the catalyst for me kind of getting to where I am today,
mm-hmm.
honestly, and I'm very grateful that my pain brought me through all of this to get here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where my journey started with healing my body
yeah.
and going through different modalities and mm-hmm. connecting with new people,
yeah.
Working with different healers,
yeah.
doing a lot of my own research.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back to school
for
nutrition. So went to the NTA and I am a nutritional therapy practitioner.
Okay.
So
title.
St. Thomas, what?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. St. Thomas, help me. I went for marketing there. I should have said that. But anyways, I got laid off from my job mm-hmm. in January of 2024.
Okay.
So last January.
Yeah.
And 3 days later, I launched my business.
Okay.
And I got my first client on the day I launched my website, which was wild.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And I honestly haven't really looked back since then.
Mm-hmm.
So when I initially launched my business, it was Be Well with Bailey.
Okay.
I had no idea what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
None.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I
yeah.
did, but I didn't.
Yeah. just starting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you're doing
yeah.
and all of this. It's amazing. It's truly amazing.
Thank
like
you.
You need to give yourself some credit.
Thank you.
So now my business is Elevate.
Mm-hmm.
So that just kind of shows like, you know, I've been through some chapters in my business already,
yeah.
even though it's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 months after that, I was like, okay, we're going to do this whole
mm-hmm.
wellness community situation.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie Hansen was actually one of my newer friends.
Mm.
And she had messaged me on Instagram probably a year before that
mm-hmm.
and was like, hey, would you ever want to hang out? Like, it looks like we kind of like the same things.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we did.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it was kind of awkward. You know, you'd go get coffee and like you'd have a little bit to talk about, but like not that much.
Yeah.
And then slowly but surely it was kind of like, oh, like, yeah,
yeah,
you're cool.
Yeah.
We're cool.
We vibe.
We vibe.
Yeah. We vibe.
And then once you get to that point, it's just kind of like game over, you know,
yeah.
in the best way.
Yeah.
Like it's just like they're there
totally.
Forever.
Yeah.
I'm like, sorry, you're not going anywhere.
You're stuck with me now.
So then I kind of brought this idea to her. I was like, you know, Health and Social Club. I don't
yeah.
want to do this by myself.
Yeah.
I have one business by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this together. Let's make this happen.
Oh my gosh.
We can totally do this. And so we had our first event in May of 2024.
Okay.
And it was or June of 2024. It was amazing. It was so amazing. Oh my gosh. And so we just, that's kind of been my journey so far. Yeah. And since then, it's been just figuring it out every day, taking it day by day. Mm-hmm. Do I have it figured out? No.
Yeah. No one's gonna. Yeah.
Exactly. So that wasn't very concise.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, that's awesome though. Okay. That is, no, that's, I love all the detail because that's truly like what needed to happen. And it's like everyone wants to follow along with like what you did. And you are a couple years older than me as well. So like, it's nice to see that it doesn't just have to be that first job that you take. Like, it can be very intimidating when people are like, I just need a job. Like, sure, take the job, but it doesn't have to be here forever. And even regardless of what happens with the job, like, follow your passion, look at where it like got you. And now you're just like, you're inspiring and you're motivating and you're thriving like in the community that you're building for yourself. And that is like, seriously, like if I didn't find your social, right? Like your social page and everything, like you have inspired me so much.
Really?
Just in, yes, I'm literally just going to say this right now and get it out there. But like, I am obsessed. Like, oh, I stalk you so much.
Stop.
LOL. I'm just going to say that right now. But like, actually though, I feel like you have such an honest reality and like an honest, I guess, experience.
Yes.
And it's so relatable. And like, as someone who is just trying to figure it out, like as I'm trying to help other people figure it out, like you are someone who I look up to in that way, just because it's very relatable. But as you've grown, right, as from that like one moment that you ended up changing your course, right, how have you seen yourself grow within that I guess long time, right? Yeah. Those few years, right? Mm-hmm. How have you seen yourself as your person like grow?
Yeah, such a wonderful question.
Thank you.
No, seriously. I mean, wow.
We're getting deep right into it.
Here's the thing about me. If we're having a conversation, we're going deep right away.
We
like
too.
I will not do the surface level. If we're doing surface level, I won't come back.
No, for
like,
real.
I just can't do it.
No.
I'm like, I need stimulation.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
let me think. Like,
tell
let me.
Yeah.
That's a good
question. Yeah. Okay. No, but seriously, that's really good. I would say number one, kind of citing back to what I said earlier, is I no longer am fully motivated by others' opinions.
Mm.
And as in the world we live in, we are really kind of taught to look for validation outside of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And of course, yes, like I'm not saying to only rely on yourself.
Yeah.
But I do really think it's very empowering when you can just start to realize that the only person's opinion that really matters is yourself and God.
Yeah.
It's yourself and God.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives me chills when I say that because it's so freeing. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
I don't have to be anything for anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to figure out what my soul needs.
Yeah.
Like, what does my soul need?
What fuels me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what makes you excited to wake up in the morning?
Yeah.
And what does that look like? It doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing that I can take away from just my last 4 years is nothing that I have done has made sense. Nothing.
Blunt, like,
honestly, like it's like very out of context or out of the norm, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I actually recently saw a quote that said, like, if you can like clearly see the path that's in front of you, you're on someone else's path.
Oh my gosh. That's a cool perspective.
It's like,
look at
that.
Oh my gosh.
Because someone else has already done that.
Yes.
So it's not yours to do.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I mean, no one else has a podcast that's like this that talks about post-grad. Like, we need this kind of stuff.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. Even me. Like, I'm still post-grad.
Yeah. You are.
I am.
You are. Keep the statement going.
Yeah. But, no, I just think, I guess, I'm sure you've already picked that up at yourself of, like, the growth you've seen in yourself of just, like, it's almost like peeling back layers that have always been there that maybe were tucked away that you didn't really see or want to address or the world has kind of told you to quiet them, you know, like you love to talk.
Yeah.
That's great.
You're
that's
speaking
great.
My heart right now, girl.
I want to hear you talk. You know what
gosh,
I mean?
Yeah.
And I think my parents have always instilled in me, like, you can do anything you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that has always really stuck with me of like, I do believe I can do anything that mm-hmm. I want to do, but that the judgment that was around me, and it's not their fault. It's no one's fault that they would judge what you would do, because that's what we do as humans, right? Mm-hmm. We have opinions.
Yeah.
But when you can learn to like break that chain of just letting it go, it's just so freeing. And I'm still on the journey. I'm not a professional at this.
Yeah.
It's truly an everyday thing. And even when I go on my stories and I talk, or I'm posting on Instagram, or that is like me fighting that.
100%.
It's really hard to do that.
100%.
And it's crazy because, you know, I see your videos pop up on my thing and I'm like, oh, this is amazing. It's so fun. Like, you know, comment. And for you, like, it could have been really hard for you to do that and like put that out there. But that's a tangent.
Yeah. I love that. Keep going on tangents. We have all the time in the world.
I think that kind of answered it.
No, it does. Okay. It 100% does. Do you think that when you first kind of started to really branch out of like the norm, I guess, that people were doing, was there a part of you that was afraid of it?
Yes, I still am afraid.
Do you think for like the realm that you're in, because it is like a community, like you are building a community, and you have built a community of like amazing women, right? Just like women who want to feel good and do good and like be right by themselves. Like what do you think, like, I guess, sparked your desire to like create that kind of community instead of a different community?
Great question. When I was growing up, I've always had friends, right?
Yeah.
Thank God. But I struggled a little bit. Like, I always kind of felt like an outsider.
Yeah.
I never really fully felt like I fit in to like a friend group.
Yep.
I was kind of always like, if I had a little trio in college, I was a third friend. Mm-hmm. Like, I was the one walking behind the two on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Yep.
And
yep.
that will change a person.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, if you know how humbling that is. And then you have to like walk around like anyone else.
And I was shorter than them.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. Okay. No, that's not part of it. But
getting into it.
I really do think, like, for me, I wanted to create a space where didn't matter what you were wearing, didn't matter what you looked like, didn't matter about any of the external or whatever. If you were a nice human being, I wanted you to come. I wanted you to feel welcome. I wanted you to meet someone new. And that's specifically for Health and Social. But for Elevate, I would say I'm creating a place where women feel like they're heard. And even if I might not have the answer for them, like, I know someone that does.
Yeah.
And that has been very cool to see. And I just lived so many years feeling misunderstood with my own health, too, where I'm like, that is really isolating.
Yeah.
That's really isolating. So I think even just allowing someone to step into their full potential and like feeling the best in their body, physically, mentally, emotionally, like we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
That's truly living.
Yeah.
And so I think once you're truly living, that's when you can even actually start to make such great, meaningful connections because you're fully authentically yourself. You feel good. You're confident. You're showing up.
Yeah.
You're light. You're grateful. Right. But if you're not in that high vibration, living with a bunch of good cells in your body, you're going to struggle to even create a community of your own. So I think they really complement each other very well.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. And it's amazing, too, that you have, like, two sides of it. You have the community, and then you have the one-on-one experience with people.
Yeah.
Do you think that, I guess, from that side, right, from the other side of, like, seeing both the community and the one-on-one, what do you think was, like, or has been, it doesn't even have to, like, be one specific thing, has been a moment where you've kind of been, like, this is why I do what I do?
Oh, that's... I would say when I get messages from my clients, for example, I can think of someone that actually isn't one of my one-on-one clients per se, but she does personal training with me, and we've talked a lot about nutrition.
Yeah.
And she texted me, and she's a mom, and she's a young mom, and she said, today was the first day that I could wear a swimsuit before I had a baby. And she was like, I can't tell you like how like amazing that feels. I know, it's like so special.
That is so like, special.
That is like changing her life. Mm-hmm. It's also changing her daughter's life because she gets to see her mom fully embracing and embodying and taking care of herself. Right? And I believe that all bodies are beautiful.
Yeah.
I used to be someone that really tried to change myself, my appearance specifically. And so I think it's just been really special to kind of guide these women into embracing and celebrating, but also allowing them the space to want to create change for themselves. There's nothing wrong with wanting to look better, as long as you do it in the correct way. So that's definitely one thing that's really been special. It's just honestly like forming relationships with these people too, right? Like they're literally all my friends. Like we're friends.
You're gonna be friends.
We are friends.
Which whether is, you think so, we're friends.
You might not think we're friends, but
I count you
we're
as friends.
No, it's really fun. But I would say like just hearing and seeing these transformations emotionally too, of people really just holding space for themselves.
Yeah.
Whether that's coming to a health and social event or working with me specifically, like no matter what, you're stepping out of your comfort zone and you're choosing something that is going to, you know, have so much catalyst forever. Even if you like come to one health and social event, you could meet someone that you never would have met. Also, we have some cute guys that come too. Shout out DJ Zach and his friends.
Just
saying, you guys, this is a post-grad podcast. Like, you girls better get in your little sign-ups.
You want to meet? Your future husband could be at one of these events. I'm not even going to lie. And he's doing good for himself.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we want in a man.
And they can take their shirts off.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. They can.
Oh, my gosh. No, but actually, though, like, to see, I feel like right now, I mean, it's one thing to work with people younger than you.
Yes.
But it's another thing to feel that fuel and that love from like someone who is older than you, who like you've inspired. It's like, it's a weird probably parallel as well. Cause it's just like,
it is.
It's, I mean, it's socialization. Like you normally, you look up to the people who are older than you, but to have someone who's just like, I guess, who understands and hears you and is like thankful for what you have done for them, like that is older. It's probably just like another level of like gratification.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's crazy to, I work with people that are 13 years old up to, I think my oldest client is like 58 now. So very vast.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
And everyone is very bio-individual approach, which I pride myself on. Yeah. There's never a copy paste.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay. Moving on.
Yes.
I want to talk about social media.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about like the impact that social media is creating in specific, and you and I are both active. we see a lot. Because you are my social media friend.
I know. Now we're real life.
Now we're real life friendsies, but like we did meet via DMs. Social media. We've definitely.
I said, "Can you dress me?"
And I commented, being like obsessed. I'm obsessed. But we have mutual friends. Yeah. So this is like a long time coming. Yeah. I feel like, but from what you have seen, what do you think is like the first, I mean, you could list a couple, but what do you think is false propaganda that people are falling into right now, especially like aiming more for like post-grad, like as they get out of school, maybe they're, you know, retiring athletes or they're out of the gym from like their, you know, college, you know, university. And so now they're on their own and they're either living at home or they're on their own and they're starting their full-time jobs. They're trying to figure out like their new workout routine, their eating routine. Like, what do you think social media is pushing onto people that people are taking and it's false?
Yeah. Working out and eating healthy should not be your full personality. Mic drop.
Yeah, no.
I used to be that person. After graduating, I was like, how many steps can I get? How I'm going to do doubles. I'm going to only eat a salad with one egg. Like, I was like on some shits. I used my workout routine and my food as kind of like a coping mechanism. And I see a lot of people do that. You go down from one path into the other too far, right? Like it's an extreme, like an all or nothing kind of. What I think you're asking me is like how to create a sustainable routine. And on social media, it's very overwhelming. I am a professional in the field and I am still very overwhelmed. Like genuinely, I go on there and I'm like, I can't scroll. Because it is too much. Because I see someone posting this hydration drink and they're like, oh my gosh, my cortisol doesn't exist anymore. And I'm like, well, that's not true. But wait, how did you have that transformation?
Yeah.
You know? And then it's like, well, also, if you're a woman, we go through different phases of our hormonal cycle. Mm-hmm. So she could have been in her luteal phase when she took that first picture. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, she's ovulating and she looks like that. So there's just, we just never actually know what's going on.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, I could make myself look like I have rock hard abs based off the lighting and whatever.
Yeah.
I don't have rock hard abs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay, we need to talk about the routine. So main thing, just don't compare yourself. Mm. I would say be really, really particular about who you follow on social media. Mm-hmm. Go through your following. If there's someone that you're following that triggers you or makes you think you should be doing more or eating less or eating a certain way, if it's not inspiring you and it's making you feel some sort of insufficiency, time to let it go. That could be in real life too. Friend breakups are a real thing.
We've talked about them. Yeah. They're real.
Yeah.
They're almost more heartbreaking than like an actual breakup sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. But okay. So I would say really figuring out what feels good for you. Like we were talking about, you love to cycle.
Yeah.
That's amazing. If you ever see me cycling, call 911.
Obviously, you haven't met my girl Alyssa, but
No, you know what? You're right. I actually do need to come. I need to come. I haven't come.
Alyssa, I'll see you tomorrow.
Shout out Sophie, by the way. Love Naughty Balls.
Yeah, it's Sophie girl.
But yeah, so my point in saying that is it's very important to figure out what works for you and forget the rest. Yeah. Like, what feels good for you for eating? You know, make sure you're eating a breakfast. Yeah. Make sure you're eating lunch. Even if that means you have to go get lunch out. Say you like you didn't have time to pack lunch and you're going to the office. You better be eating lunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hot take. Don't skip lunch, please.
Mm-hmm.
Don't save all your food for at dinner because you're going to feel so bloated and so awful.
Yeah.
So really space out, like, you know, 3 meals a day. Mm-hmm. And snacks if you need them.
Yeah.
Focusing on protein intake, but you don't need to have 150 grams of protein and all that. Like, it's just too much.
Yeah.
I think we need to meet ourselves where we are. Mm-hmm. And right now, it's a big life transition.
Yeah.
And you have to be speaking kindly to yourself through this transition too of like, you know, you are creating a new chapter. It's a beautiful new chapter. Mm-hmm. And this is a beautiful transition and, you know, hold space for yourself and also be proud of yourself for trying.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
What is there a specific thing you can think of that you're seeing on social media?
I just feel like I see like, I mean, a big thing, first of all, is freaking TikTok shop where they're like, buy this and like it's a powder that you put in your, you know, or like the freaking Bloom stuff like that, like makes you not
don't buy Bloom.
No, like all of that kind of stuff that people will buy. Even just like, I feel like a main one is also, I mean, I love a good walk, but there's a lot of people like there's trends obviously that like go around in terms of like, I don't know, Bala bangles and okay, all that stuff.
Let's talk about Bala bangles.
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm going to tread lightly. I love a Bala bangle for the aesthetic.
Yeah.
It's also so fun to do like a cute little like 5 minute arm situation, right?
Mm-hmm. Have you seen people do them when they do their hair?
No.
Like people will wear them when they do their hair. And so they're getting like an arm workout and I'm like, queen. Okay.
Honestly, that's super
Show me the before and after and then I'm convinced.
Yeah. So I think it's great, right? Like they're fun. And I don't wear them on your ankles. I see a lot of people wearing them on their ankles. It can hurt your ankle joint over time. Mm-hmm. Think about an extra added weight on your ankle.
Yeah.
And you're lugging it up and down where your foot and your ankle connect.
Okay. Like,
that doesn't really make sense to me.
Take note of that, please.
But, I do think it's great. Like, I love a Bala bangle for, like, a little mat Pilates workout and stuff. But if you want to transform your body, you need, you know, 2 days of lifting. Lifting could be, like I was telling you, like 15-pound dumbbells, 10-pound dumbbells. All that matters is you're reaching failure on whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
So if you do 3 sets of 12 bicep curls, if on that third set of your 12th rep, you're not struggling, that weight wasn't heavy enough. So that's why I say like lifting, but it could be resistance in any form.
Yeah. Okay.
Resistance of body weight, right? Like anything. So where was I going with this? The ball bangles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think trends are definitely, they're always going to be trends. And this is where I think you have to decide what is for you and get really solid in that. Of like, you know what? I love to go for a walk every single day, but I'm never going to make myself go for a 20,000 step walk just because it's trending on TikTok or someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So things like that, like decide what you, what are your non-negotiables? Mm-hmm. And then like, of course you can have some fun, like fluffy things like the ball of angle walks.
Yeah.
But like, or maybe that is your total thing. Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm. But like, don't just do it because everyone else is doing it.
Yeah. Because that's what I feel like is hard, is like when people, especially post-grad, people obviously get inspired from social media. That's, I mean, that's one way to look at it, right? Yes. People can fall into one category and it's either comparison or inspiration. And like, I try to focus on inspiration, but it can be hard because everyone's doing the same thing a lot of the times. And I'm like, or buying the same things all the time or like eating the same things all the time. And I'm like, okay, but what, like, I know this is just, people are just doing it to do it. Like, I don't really feel like it's actually fulfilling what they're needing it to fulfill. I feel like it's just because it's a trend and they want to like go viral because everyone's doing it. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to actually feel like the stuff that's being shown is genuine for the most part, unless you're like a gym rat. And I'm not a gym rat in that way. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be a bodybuilder. Like, that's not what I want. Kudos to the people who can do that. I can't do that.
Yeah, but no, that's some dedication.
That is dedication. But like, it's two extremes. It's one end of the spectrum. And I'm just like, I don't, it's so hard to scroll and to feel that inspiration when you're also like, what works though? Because when the moderate version is like buying all this powder and random stuff that won't actually fuel you and make you feel good, you know, it's just like there to be there. Like, I feel like that's a really easy thing to fall into. And then the people that don't want to participate in it don't participate in it. And then, you know, there goes their attempt at, you know, feeling good for themselves and eating right and moving, right? And like a, in an easy way, because walking's so easy and it is amazing. Like, I love going for a walk.
Yeah.
But I feel like social media can put it on one side and it's so hard to know what's true, you know?
It is hard to know what's true because, I mean, someone could simply just be filming 5 seconds of each thing.
Yep.
We just don't know.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think we have to remind ourselves, like, be your authentic self, right? Especially if you're posting on social media, because if you're not being authentic and you're just following trends, you're going to get outran so fast.
Yeah. Yep.
And I actually think that about like thinking and reflecting back on myself. Like, I've had my Instagram for like 2 years now. And it's taken me a really long time to maybe like grow a community, you could say, but I don't force myself to share. And I really try to stay true to me and what I want to share.
Yeah.
And I think that is, that's what's keeping me going. People are always like, how are you so consistent? I'm like, because I'm just sharing what I want to share. I think that's the same way with a routine for taking care of your body. Do what you love to do. If you hate doing it, that's why diets fail. Because people hate it. That's why people who hate going and lifting at the gym, they're not going to get fit because they hate it. But like you said, you love to cycle. That's why you're seeing physical changes that are positive. Because you're doing something you love. And you want to continue to do it. And if there's a day that you start to maybe not love it as much, I'm sure that you, which won't happen, I'm sure that you would navigate and make a different choice. Not because someone else told you to do something, but because it's what you love to do. And I can see that through your content too. Like your mirror selfies and like the things you post and the way you talk. Like, it's you. And I love it. And I think that the right people will also admire it and love it. I always like to say, like, you know, the world needs your take on things. So maybe your morning routine is like, I don't know, so simple. You wake up, you shower, you get dressed, and you eat breakfast and you leave the house. What's wrong with that?
No, 100%.
Literally nothing.
What's your take on like the consumerism when it comes to, I guess, even things that you put on your skin? Because that affects like everything too.
Are you talking like skincare?
Lotion?
Perfume?
Like all the above. Like, because that is a big thing too. Like,
yeah.
I mean, there's always going to be that and it's fun. Like, I love it.
But do you say people post a lot of that on social media?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, like, yeah, people, like, there's this huge thing too, I'm sure you've seen it, where it's just like people are doing the most with their routine. Like, even 13-year-olds are doing, like,
oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Like, I'm like, okay.
I think this is also too, we're post-grad, right? Mm-hmm. So do we have money to be spending on all this? Do we have money to have 10 packages come to the house every week? No. No. And if you do,
talk to me, please.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Let me know. Call me up. Tell me the secret. I need to learn from you. Because, yeah. That is a trap that I fell in right away after college, mm-hmm. where I was like, oh my gosh, like, everyone, like, has big girl money now, and, like, mm-hmm. we're going to dinner, and we're doing this, and we're, oh my God. Mm-hmm. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Unless you want to do that.
Yeah.
Once in a while is great.
Yeah.
But no, you don't need to buy everything that's new.
Mm-hmm.
Quality over quantity. I've mm-hmm. been building my capsule wardrobe for the last 4 years since yep. I graduated, because in college, all I wore was half shirts. Literally. I was like,
yeah.
Dude, you could not have even gone to a meeting with yeah. anything in your closet.
Literally. Literally.
Crazy.
When it came to a presentation, like, the ripped jeans were so, I'm like, so girl, you can't find me in that now.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
So gone.
I need straight legs.
But I will say, like, so getting into more of, like, the sciencey wellness side of things, mm-hmm. as females, our hormones, right? So what we put on our skin affects our hormones mm-hmm. and our hormone fluctuation and all the things.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, if you want your eyelashes to grow, castor oil.
Mm.
So when you wash your face, I use a Revision foaming cleanser.
Okay.
Wash my face, double cleanse when I wear makeup, which is most of the time. I use Color Science skin mm-hmm. tint stuff.
Yeah.
I have acne prone skin, still working on my skin. So,
mm-hmm.
And then castor oil to, like, take the remnants of your mascara off. So good. And I do a little cotton pad. I buy the organic cotton pads from Whole Foods.
Yeah.
I'm very on this side of the spectrum that does mm-hmm. not use toxic things.
Yeah.
So I'm very far one way, yeah. right? I'm not saying you have to be there. I'm not saying everyone has to yeah. be there. But I would just challenge everyone to really reflect on what they are putting on their body, because it's absorbed into your body.
Yep.
And so there's a lot of products with fragrance and mm-hmm. all this frou-frou, mm-hmm. pink, fluffy.
Yeah.
I used to literally spray 36 sprays of Brazilian Crush on my body before I would go to the bar.
36?
Not actually.
So no, many. But actually, literally, like, no, everywhere.
So
like, you want it everywhere.
I feel so bad for that girl.
No.
But everyone was like, moment. You smell so
she,
good.
No, and that's the best compliment. So, like, she had to in the moment.
I was like, thanks.
Yeah, you're like,
I have no idea why. Like,
it's just natural.
It's my scent.
And then someone walks by and smells exactly yeah. like you. Like,
I'm like,
copycat.
Yeah. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Okay, so, we have the same routine. Yeah, I think simple is best with okay. the products. I love Modern Roots for, like, body lotion.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfume, I think wear it sparingly. Mm. You know, wear it for date night or wear it when you're going to go out with the girls. But don't wear it every day unless mm-hmm. you, like, need to. Use aluminum-free deodorant. Please, God, please use mm-hmm. aluminum-free deodorant. Mm-hmm. Like, aluminum in your armpit. So your armpit is your lymphatic system, right?
Okay.
Why we sweat.
Yep.
It's our body releasing toxins.
Mm-hmm.
And when we block it with things like deodorant that have scents and aluminum and other things in them, you're literally clogging up your lymphatic system.
Mm.
So, not good. And then also products that have extra perfumes and things like that, they can kind of spike estrogen levels.
Mm.
So then you could be more estrogen dominant.
Gotcha.
And if you've ever felt like, I just have this, like, layer on my stomach and I can't lose it and
yep.
I don't know why, I've felt this way too. And it's like, I'm not, like, fat, but, like, I just have, like, this layer and I'm not yeah. like totally seeing results in the gym, you probably have estrogen dominance, which just means you need to support your liver.
Mm.
So castor oil pack on the liver.
See, I've seen that. I was wondering, that's another thing with, like, propaganda. Oh, I didn't think
100%
yeah,
yes,
that works.
Oh
and
my gosh,
is it, like, in the belly button or
no,
is it, like,
the belly? So, okay, the belly button's propaganda.
Okay,
because you need it on the liver.
Yeah,
the liver needs the detoxing.
Yeah.
Right, you wear a pack, you slather that castor oil on.
Okay.
You wrap it around. And you can wear it for an hour or sleep with it on.
Yeah. I see a lot of people who sleep with it on.
I like to sleep with it on once a week mm-hmm. because it kind of bothers me when I sleep.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you can do it every day, you should do it every day.
Yeah.
It's so cleansing. Just don't do it on your period.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It might just enforce a little bit more blood
okay.
flow. So,
okay.
like, we don't really want to push things out too
yeah.
much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, the lymphatic system is very, very important. So, like, dry brushing is great.
Seen that, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are some things that do get a lot of attention on social media that do work.
What's your thoughts on the gua sha?
Love.
Love a good gua sha.
I've been off my gua sha game, and I can tell.
Really?
It works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there like, okay, but there's so many different kinds. Like there's the stone ones, there's the metal ones, like
Get the jade
the
stone.
jade one.
Yeah, or
Okay.
like whatever is, it's like a glass, right? Like
Yeah.
it could shatter.
Yeah.
I don't love the metal. I think that energetically too, like the crystal is really like good.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're into that or not,
Grounds you
but
into the ground.
yeah, I don't think that,
The
I don't know if
universe.
that's gonna happen, but
Yeah.
yeah, no, it's good.
Okay.
And yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So those two fans. I mean, now we're just getting into like sleep routines or like
Yeah.
and just like daily routines. But like what are your thoughts on, I mean, maybe this helps, but mouth tape.
Love.
Love mouth tape.
So,
I sleep with mouth
mouth
tape.
tape, castor oil, gua sha, dry brush. Love.
Those are like a good
Yeah.
start.
Yep. And then,
Okay.
like, forget the rest. Honestly.
That's so
Was
good
there
to
something
know.
else that you were
I was
asking?
trying to think. I don't think that there's anything else. I mean, maybe it'll just come to me and I'll bring it up. But I mean that those I feel like those are the main ones because everyone's like, go to sleep ugly, wake up pretty. I feel like that's a really big trend
Yeah,
right
like
now.
all the peelings and like
Yeah.
the.
And like the silk hair
No, you
thing
don't need that.
and the yeah. Like there's so many different things that you could do. And like people are sleeping with like the lip stains on. Have you seen that?
Oh my gosh,
Yeah. They're doing like
what?
lip stains so they wake up and they have like
I'm really far
naturally stained.
behind.
Yeah. It's insane. No, because it's insane. Like
Yeah,
people
that's
go
too
to sleep insane.
much.
Or, ooh, this is a big one. Those collagen masks.
Okay, I haven't tried those, so I can't speak on them.
Okay. But those are also like a really big one too that I'm like, I can see obviously people look good. And I've
Yeah.
tried one of them.
Did you like it?
I thought it looked good, but then I washed my face and I couldn't see the difference
Okay.
anymore. So I was like, it just feels like it's on the first layer. And I'm like, but I want to wash my face in the morning. Like, I feel like I should
Yeah.
wash my face. Especially if I've
You
had a
should
sheet
wash your
on
face, yeah.
my face. So I'm like, okay.
My
And then it
esthetician
went
would want
away.
me to tell you to wash your face in the
Yeah,
morning.
exactly. And I'm like, just as the OCD person that I am, I feel like I need to.
Yeah.
It's like I need to make my bed and then wash my face and then brush my teeth, like in
Yes.
sync. But yeah, it was like an interesting thing. And so that's also something I'm like really curious about. You know, there's just
Yeah.
so many different like trends and
There's
there's so many
always going
different
to be
things.
something else.
Yeah.
We
And I'm
live
like,
in a
what?
consumer world.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a consumer
Oh, I am too.
and I'm proud.
I'm a consumer.
But I want to know, like, it's just like the matter of what's worth my money, what's worth
Yes.
my time, because it is a time. You have to do it over time. Red light therapy. What are your thoughts on that?
Not necessary. Like, yes, it's good. Do you need it? No. Like, these are kind of nice to haves. That's what I always, that's kind of like my name, Basics Times Bay. Like, it's very back to the basics. That's my goal is just, we don't need all of the gimmicks. Like, sleep, move, nourish your body, mindset, hydrate. You're good. That's all you need. And then the extra stuff is just nice to haves. Say you go through a season where maybe you did get laid off from your job like I did. I couldn't be buying all the frivolous things with like whatever. So like maybe you take a step back from the collagen mask or whatever. That's my point is like you don't need these things. They could be nice. And I think that's
100%.
important to realize. Like we don't need a lot.
I mean, yeah, we're simple people. Everything else has been added, you know? And it's like what's needed
Like,
though?
think
Like
about
what's
our
necessary?
ancestors. They were naked, running
They
around.
didn't have the Hailey Bieber lip peptide treatment or
No.
the glazing milk.
Nope. I don't even know what those are.
I'm allergic to it. If Hailey
What?
Bieber stuff, yeah, I break out. I'm one of the few, I
That
feel
doesn't
like.
surprise me, though.
I know, I have sensitive skin.
I'm very sensitive, yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like the thing is when I was younger, I wasn't as sensitive.
Yeah.
Like, you know, wear whatever. I mean, obviously, I wasn't wearing as much makeup or
Yeah.
like eating or moving and going into all these different like places, you know. And so, like, you obviously, your skin takes in different air qualities and da 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 all the time, like when you travel and blah blah blah. But
Yes.
like, I wasn't like that when I was younger. And then once it was graduation and I moved on, I really like last summer, I broke out huge and like hives and
No.
like. I don't even know what it was. I wanted to go to the dermatologist, but it would like come and then it would go. Then it would come and it would go. And I
Oh.
realized I was allergic to the shampoo and conditioner I was using. And I was like, see, that's crazy. Cause I never thought that that would be the case. And
Yeah.
like, what an odd thing. Like,
Yeah.
but it's, I like, I have to be so careful about what I consume because I'm like, I don't want to buy a skincare product and then not be able to use it.
No.
If, especially if it's $50.
No,
And I'm
yeah.
like, now it's just sitting on my drawer, you
I don't buy
know?
skincare products unless my esthetician tells me to buy them.
See, smart.
And I keep it very simple. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, simpler the better. I mean,
Yeah.
that's what they all say.
Anytime I do too much, my skin is like freaking out at me, so.
When it comes to seasons, it's so much easier to obviously feel like inspired and wanting to move, right? And be outside and take care of yourself and whatever, because it's sunny and you get vitamin D and the sun feels good.
Yeah.
When it comes to winter, I feel this because Minnesota is aggressive.
It's crazy.
How do we like continue that pattern and that routine and that motivation, especially when, you know, the sun isn't out as much as it was, or yeah. like, you know, you're not going to crave certain things like you would in the summer. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like fruits you crave more in the summer, like watermelon, obviously, because you don't have that. But like what's something that you would say to someone who like struggles with the consistency through the seasons?
Yeah. Find accountability. Mm. And I would say that's where goal setting can come in handy.
Yeah.
So I guess for me, I always like to write down my goals, mm-hmm. right? In a new season or a new month, every month I sit down and I write like my health goals, my personal, my relationship goals, like how am I going to see my friends? You know, how am I going to have touches with people? Mm-hmm. 'Cause you know, I'm sure now it's very hard to get everyone together.
Literally.
Even like I try and see one person and I'm like, oh, so like in 2 weeks at 9 p.m., we're going to have a phone call for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Two of my friends immediately after we graduated moved to Chicago and I was like, bye.
Yeah.
Bye. At least, fun to visit, but so hard to get the whole gang together.
So I would say, you know, really knowing, okay, I know when fall comes, my motivation's going to start slipping, or once it starts to get cold, my motivation's going to start to slip. Find an accountability buddy. Mm. You could message me on Instagram. I'm not kidding. I literally love that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I love to help people, like, keep them to their standard. Because mm-hmm. That's really what you are. You're setting a standard for yourself.
Yeah.
But I think for winter specifically, like, be realistic.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't make sense to book a 6 a.m. workout class in the dead of January.
Yeah.
Or every day, at least. Yeah, you know, like... Yeah. Be strategic with what you're doing. Set yourself up for success and meet yourself where you're at. Mm-hmm. So like if it is December, right, it's going to be Christmas time. Like have a non-negotiable for yourself every single day, no matter what, even on Christmas morning, I'm going to do 20 squats.
Yeah.
How easy is that?
Yeah.
20 squats, done.
Yeah.
Done. Mm-hmm. And I bet you're going to feel like, oh, maybe I should do 20 more. Maybe I should do 10 push-ups. Or maybe I want to, like, go to the gym or whatever. Or maybe I went to the gym earlier this morning and now I feel good because I'm moving my body again. Mm-hmm. Just small wins. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I think I would want everyone to focus on is, like, little things.
Yeah.
Don't make it this big production, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to the gym for 60 minutes. Mm-hmm. You don't have to sign up for a 60-minute workout class. Mm-hmm. Go for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then I bet you're going to want to stay for 5 more.
Yeah.
Go walk on the treadmill for 10 minutes. I bet you're going to want to stay for 5 more. And if you don't, leave.
Yeah.
Like,
it's as simple as that.
Yes.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like motivation, I mean, everyone has like, once the new year comes around, like you have all these goals and you're like, you write them all down and they're all listed. And then the more that you get into it, the more you're like, I'm not going to do this. Yeah. Like it's too much. Like I overstimulated myself and now I'm on the edge of burnout. Right. Yeah. And I think that is also another thing that it's like, when you've experienced burnout, right. And when you've worked with people who've experienced burnout, when you do get like, into the routines, how do you not go too far too fast? Because it's really easy to like overstimulate yourself and overcrowd yourself.
Yep. That is a really great question. I would say don't do more than you need to do. So like say you have each day of the week, you're going to like go to the gym, you're going to work out, and then you're going to go for a walk, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's your workout plan or your workout split.
Yeah.
Don't go to 2 workout classes a day. Mm-hmm. Don't go, you know, don't try and get 20,000 steps. Mm-hmm. Like, don't take it to an extreme. Mm-hmm. And that's also a little bit of, like, holding yourself accountable. Mm-hmm. And like we were talking about earlier, longevity is the goal. So if you just go so, so hard and then you get to the point where, like, you don't have anything left in 3 weeks, well, then you're going to take 2 whole weeks off. That doesn't make sense. So you want to think slow burn. Mm-hmm. And slow burn is hard for people because they want quick results like this.
They want the commitment. They want it done.
And that's not how it works. Mm-hmm. Like life doesn't work like that. But I do think like post-grad is the perfect time to rewrite your story. Mm-hmm. So like if you are or you were in a season that was like maybe you weren't as fit or maybe you were really extreme. Like I was really extreme in college.
Yeah.
To the point where it was unhealthy.
Yeah.
Like I had an eating relationship issue. Mm-hmm. And I did not want to continue that. So for me, it looked like a very different way of having discipline, right? Like you kind of said, I actually had to tame myself down instead of get myself to speed up and do more. And I think that both things can be true for people, right? Some people are starting from nothing. They don't know how to start. And then some people are on the opposite side of the spectrum doing so much. But they continue to do it. And they think it's fine. And that's fine. Unless it's a full-time job and you feel burnt out. Then I would honestly say, like, talk to someone. Talk to someone that you trust. That even if it's a friend, a parent, coworker, and be like, I really want to get a good routine down. And like, I just need you to like kind of level head with me. Help me kind of maybe make a change because I want to get to this goal, or, you know, I'm being a little too extreme. And I know it. And I don't really want to change, but I know that I need to not be so extreme. Can you like hold me accountable to make sure that I'm eating three meals today? So simple. You know, like ask for help. I think we as humans think like we have to figure it out all on our own. No, especially post-grad, like you need community, you need connection. Like we're still young, we're still, you know, developing and figuring out what we like and what we don't like. So it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to maybe not know if you're doing enough or if you're doing too much. And that's where I think it's good to just like have a conversation.
100% Even, I mean, I liked what you said even earlier about how have that like accountability buddy, like that one person who you work out with. And so you both are kind of on the same track. Cause I mean, I work out with my mom. we work out all the time. And honestly, like, it's nice to talk to someone where like, we're feeling sore today. Like our body, you know, we've cycled 3 days in a row, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And that Saturday we're like at the class and we're like, my body hurts, you know? And then we're like, okay, well, we know tomorrow, like we're taking that rest day. And we're like thinking of all the things that we could do to like fuel ourselves throughout the day and like feel better throughout the day, right? I mean, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, based off of your schedule. But it's that's like a really great point of just like having someone to like help you, because, I mean, we're already so lonely in this world. Like, why be lonelier?
I think that's the biggest problem with social media, and I experience it myself. Of when I'm spending too much time on my phone, and my work's on my phone, and my clients are on my phone, and like I'm on my phone a lot. And so I have to be very like diligent about like, okay, put it away. Because it's, there's no connection there. That's not life.
100%
It's literally, my brother calls it like a microwave.
It is 100% I feel my brain turning to mush at the end of the day. Especially when I work like a corporate job and then I'm, you know, doing my podcast stuff, and then I'm trying to like also, you know, we all love brain rot sometimes, so like you end up scrolling. But I've tried to minimize that. It's hard because, you know, when you say and hold yourself to a certain like 30 minutes on apps, one, it goes by like this. And two, and then also there's all the ways to get around it, and then you're like, okay, this is a stupid thing that like I can't end up doing because also I post on social media, like I do this, I do that, like, you know, you're building a marketing and stuff. So you can't just minimize yourself when you also have to be on it.
It's if
just,
you're building something different, right?
Exactly.
If you're just using social media for scrolling, comparison, whatever. I would actually challenge you to maybe you should start something. Maybe you should start an account. Maybe you should just post your little fun pictures. Maybe you should just start posting them on your normal Instagram. I don't know.
Switch the narrative on it. Not being like I'm just scrolling, but instead I'm doing something for myself. I'm then like the content that you'd create or like what you end up doing could be for that thing.
You know? Or start to really curate your feed too. Like I, my feed is entirely people that I am motivated, inspired, and learn from. I do not follow anyone that does not help me be a better version of myself.
100% And that's important too. Over time, you end up following so many random people. It's so often that I'll scroll and I'll see a photo and I'll be like, who is that? What's that name? I'll be like, how did I end up following them? Like, it was such an accident. And then I end up unfollowing them and I'm like, okay, that was random.
Literally.
But it happens because you, over time, like, you just forget.
Yes.
And it's random, you know? Well, that's so true. That's so true. But I also, I guess, kind of wrapping up this section, I guess, of this conversation, because there's so much, so much fruitfulness from it. But I want to know, like, specific things that you kind of live by too. So like in your day to day or like in your week, right? As you've kind of put together your routine, maybe it's three, maybe it's five. What are the fundamentals that like you need and that you have found move for you? Mm-hmm. You know, they might not work for someone else, but like that you have acquired like over time for yourself.
Yeah. Number one would be having a minute in the morning without my phone. So no phone. I'm not rushing out the door most of the time. Sometimes I have a client early that I have to get out the door for. But most of the time, no phone in the morning, sitting with myself, enjoying.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, I get myself ready, I make a water, and then I make breakfast. That's my biggest one.
Yeah.
It really grounds me for the day. And then I would say going for one walk a day. Doesn't matter what time, just as long as it's one walk. Most of the time it's more than that. But as long as I get one in, I feel good. It's just a little tiny thing of movement. And then another movement piece for me is I always schedule in my strength workouts or just my workouts in general for the week. So like those are non-negotiables because it's more of like a mind thing for me than anything. I just like it's my time to be with myself and it's a creative outlet. It also is a catalyst for me to be creative. So it allows me to like get into that creative mode. What else? I would say, like, I love to cook. So I make time for that.
You're really good at baking, too. Like, you have some really great recipes you showed. What are, like, some of your favorite recipes?
So everything I bake is gluten-free. Gluten-free and used to be dairy-free, but I use butter. And my brown butter chocolate chip cookies, so good. Those, I would say those are, like, my top-notch. Like, protein bites and cakes, little things like that. But yeah, no, my cookies. I did a cookie series for Christmas last year. And I didn't like realize I would did 12 days of cookie recipes.
What a commitment.
So I would bake them and edit them on the same day and post them. Bake, edit, post.
Girl, while eating your cookies.
They were so good. They were so good.
Those I made these like awesome.
You'll have to just, I'll have to bring you some. They're so good.
That, I'm, because I've seen them. And I actually, my mouth has watered seeing them. Because you've been posting about them a lot more too, because I feel like people have been asking and stuff. So I've seen it, but yeah, they look fire.
I did a bakery pop-up. That's what I call it, the bakery. It's a play on my name. If you didn't know.
Wait, okay, bakery.
So it's like B-A-Y-K-E-R-Y. But I did a pop-up earlier this year and that was really fun. So I think I'm gonna try and do another
one. Sea salt on it?
Oh, mulled and sea salt on everything. Do you have that?
I have sea salt.
Mulled on.
The specific brand.
Mulled on sea salt will change your life.
Really? Where can you get that? Just anywhere? Or
grocery table has it. But yeah, I think you can get it anywhere. Whole Foods.
I love groceries.
So good.
It's a good spot. Okay. So baking, cooking. What else? Is there anything else?
Sleeping.
Sleeping.
And I would also say writing. I write every single day. Every day.
Just whatever comes to your mind.
I've always been a big fan of writing. I love to journal. I write my schedule down every day. There's something very like romantic to me about pen to paper. I love it.
And it's satisfying when you can.
Like when I meet my husband, if he doesn't write me a love letter, I'm gonna be pissed.
For real. Oh my gosh, that is so real. I need like Noah from The Notebook writing me a letter for 360.
I need love notes every day. I'm just kidding. You're
listening.
Wherever you are. Stop hiding.
It's for real. No, for real. Oh my gosh.
Just kidding.
Love letters, though. That's love awesome. Letters. And just writing in general. That's so true.
I would say like those therapy. Are like my main for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I mean, it takes a second to know yourself and what you need. I mean, we talked about this earlier, but it's so easy to just do things because other people are doing it. But everyone reacts differently to certain things, right? Like my like true and die hard thing might not be someone else's and that's okay. But like as long as you know what works for you and what fills you and what fuels you for the day and what like gets you through the day and like is something to look forward to, you know, like certain things. Like I do a tea at the end of my day, like chamomile tea and honey, and I like I love it. I get in my bed and then I either do a devotional or I do try to journal, but I feel like if I force myself to do it every day, it just feels like I'm just writing random stuff down. Like, yep. Unless I'm feeling anxious or unless I'm feeling like I need to say something or like I have something on my heart or on my mind, like then I will. Mm-hmm. But like my pen to paper moment is like devotionals.
Love.
Like, especially in the morning, I've been loving that in the morning too. So like doing a little bit of both. But yeah, like that works for me. And like, that's yep. one of my non-negotiables. Like, I love doing that. When I don't, I feel a difference. Like, I feel like I didn't wind down the way I wanted to. And then I'm scrolling on my phone for half an hour yeah. to an hour. And I'm like, why did I do that? You yeah. know, I should have been sleeping by now.
Yes.
And it's just so hard when you miss that mark, you know?
For but, sure.
I mean, that's life. So. Yeah. But that's so true. That's so true. Okay. I did want to talk to you about your faith.
Yeah.
Because that is like a big thing for me and yeah. like my podcast and everything. Like, that is like a huge thing for my life. And so, since you have one, would you mind sharing a little bit about like your faith journey?
Yeah.
In any detail? Yes.
So, in college, I would say I didn't have my faith in college. Mm-hmm. Not that I didn't believe in God, I always have, mm-hmm. but I just didn't have any sort of practice yeah. or I didn't pray really. Like, mm-hmm. it just wasn't really there for me.
Yeah.
But I actually have found for myself, like, writing my prayers is really the best way for me to like truly get into like prayer mode.
Yeah.
Because I struggle with yeah. like praying sometimes.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm. So that's really helped me. But I would say, so when I got sick after college, mm-hmm. my brother, Jake, he was kind of on his own faith journey and he slightly like encouraged me and not like nudged me, but kind of, and I kind of like pushed him away for it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Like, not I'm yet. Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was like very kind about it and met me where I was. And then I got really, really kind of, I would say like a little bit depressed. Didn't really realize I was depressed. And he like prayed for me one time. Mm-hmm. And I just remember it was like very, just like, oh my gosh, you know, mm-hmm. and I went to church with him and then I started to get better. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, you know, I had been really doing a lot of work too, but yeah. like, I do believe like God is the only person that can truly like mm-hmm. heal your heart too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's actually what needed yeah. to be healed. Mm-hmm. Like I had mentioned to you, I was very like, self-hating is not a great way to put it, but like I was like just not the nicest to myself. And so like that came from inside in my heart, right? Like I needed to heal that and get my heart to have more light and get rid of the darkness. And that's really what like returning to my faith has done for me. So I started to go back to church and I go to church now almost every Sunday and I love it. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I am not saying that I am like super, you know, far into my faith. Like mm-hmm. I have a long way to go still.
Yeah. Oh, we all do. Even, yeah. even like the people who have read the Bible front and back, like know every verse, mm-hmm. like everyone, like
yeah.
we're not here to be Jesus.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. And all, that's definitely like something that I always like to say too, is mm-hmm. like, cause I have a lot of people that feel intimidated by
yep.
like where I'm at,
yep.
which is crazy to me because yep. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm like at the beginning.
Yeah.
But, like, everything's the beginning.
Yeah, everything is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's been very cool to also share my faith on my
yep.
platform.
Mm-hmm. I love that you do.
Yeah. And for a while, I actually don't know when I started to do that.
Yeah.
I just started.
Yeah.
And I think I just try to be so myself that yeah. it's such a big part of me that it would be, like, weird if I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that's kind of like my faith story. There wasn't necessarily like a big, huge breaking moment.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that there were so many times when I just like cried out for help.
Yeah.
And like it came.
Yeah.
But it took time and it took me also like listening.
Yeah.
To God. Yeah.
Yep. It's one thing to cry out, but then if we cry out and then close the door and don't let him respond, like
yeah.
he is behind the door responding, yes. but like we're just not ready to hear. And one thing that like I have felt and I've spoken about too in just my faith journey, but
yeah.
I felt, you know, I grew up religious and my family has always taken me to church and like it's always been a big thing and I've always believed, but like it is your own journey. Like
yes.
even if you claim to have a relationship with God, like it is your own journey, you know.
100%.
You have to get to that point of like
he is my savior on your own. You know, it's one thing to just state it, but it's another thing to like know it and like scream it at the top of your lungs to anyone, you know, and just be like that kind of a thing. And so I have always felt like in my mind, the way I see God is he's just always knocking, you know, and like I have felt God turn my ears, you know, slowly but surely, like open up my ears, like what he's trying to tell me. And like, I'm someone who I feel very, very deeply. Like I am very empathetic. I'm very like, I feel the Holy Spirit very strongly in me. Even if I haven't done something, I'll feel for it, like, before I do it. If someone tells me that, like, I've done something, like, I mean, I'm empathetic, but also, like, I feel, like, God speaking to me very deeply. And I've felt that since I was, like, in fifth grade.
Wow.
When I literally went to a movie, I went to Mockingjay Part 2.
Yeah.
And I couldn't sleep in my own bed for 5 months because I was anxious. I was guilty. I was, like, I was, like, so, like, sick to my stomach. I don't know what happened. Something just like clicked in me that like I couldn't be on my own. And I think that was just truthfully like my heart. And like, I don't know what in that movie like made me feel that way. But to get me to sleep on my own, I would pray my life verse like over and over again. And I would write it on my finger before I would go to bed. And it's Joshua 1:9. And it's, have I not commanded thee, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Wow.
And I would rewrite it every single night over and over again with Sharpie, and I could sleep. Like, like, he has always been, like, knocking at my heart. And even through college, you know, like, I knew him. But you have all of these earthly desires in front of you that you just want to put and prioritize in front of him. And I knew, like, when I'd go out, same thing. Can't sleep when I drink alcohol. Like, can't at all. Like, I'll wake up and, you know, everyone always says, oh, it's just the Red Bull or whatever. But I'm like, I had just a margarita. Like, I wake up and I don't sleep. I can't sleep. My brain's constantly going. And I just have, like, a constant panic, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I, especially the day after, you know, like, anxiety.
Yeah.
And everything. But it's one thing where I just have always felt God, like, knocking at my heart and, like, turning my ears. But it's been slowly but surely. And now that I've fully surrendered certain things and I've, like, let go of certain things and I've been able to keep things in moderation, but, like, know my limit, right?
Yeah.
And, like, stop it when it's it gets,
like,
to a certain point.
It's discernment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, truly being like, no, that's not for me. This certain extent isn't for me. But I also, there's beauty in still being surrounded by life, you know?
Yep.
And that is what we are supposed to do, too. We're supposed to, like, speak light into darkness, right? So, like, that is how I view things. But it's taken a while. And now that I've fully surrendered that, the way God has, like, allowed me to speak my heart and open my heart and also meet community of women that have seen and felt the same way, who also went to St. Thomas, and I didn't know they went to St. Thomas until now. We met, like, post-grad.
Really?
I'm like, that's crazy. You've been under my nose this entire time. Like, God is just so good in that way, and he speaks to people when they're ready and when they need them, and he will, like, heal them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll heal their heart. He'll speak to them and, like, say what he's been wanting to say your entire life. You know what I mean? Like, he is just so awesome.
It's amazing. I love that you said that. It's a personal journey.
It is.
It's because, like, I mean, my mom has a very strong faith, but, like, that's her faith.
Yeah.
Like, I needed to find my own.
Yeah.
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 I would say, back to your question that you asked me at the beginning of, like, the biggest growth I've seen in myself, it's that.
Yeah.
Right?
That's,
like,
amazing.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was me denying myself, which is an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just at church on Sunday, and they were talking about that. Like, every day you have to choose to deny thyself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard not to.
So hard.
And that is what you're seeing online, too, is there's a lot of influencers that are just hurting.
Yeah.
They're who are they trying to get validation from?
Yeah.
What are you trying so hard? Who are you performing for?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, and so I think, like, we see one thing, but we don't know the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a really good thing to remind ourselves, like.
Totally.
And I'm not saying that every influencer is lost. No. But just know, like, you know, some people that are sharing things, it's like we should pray for them.
Yeah. How have you seen God, I guess, or what do you see God doing in your life right now as you're pushing forward to, like, what you've been working for yourself?
I think continuing to just realize that he is working through me.
Yeah.
That, like, it's not me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, yeah.
Just, that's, like, as simple as it is. Like, I know that I am here to give people love, to be the light. And exactly, yes. Like, it's not me, though. Like, I mean, it is, but yes.
I'm in the flesh, but
And I think that's just, like, I've seen that even with like small friendships and relationships that I've had in my life where feeling compelled to send them a devotional.
Yeah.
Like just a random morning and I'm like, I need to send them this.
Yeah.
And I send them this and they're like, wow, thank you so much. And like just random things like that. And I think it's not in like the big things maybe, but I do think, you know, the big things like my events could be quote unquote like a big thing for me. But the little thing is that these people end up seeing my, you know, Instagram story of something about God or something like that. And that's really what I think, what I hope my platform can be is like showing how to live a very fruitful life through prioritizing your faith and through being connected to God. Because the Bible's way is, it's not necessarily simple, but like we're supposed to eat real food. We're supposed to connect with each other. We're supposed to have a relationship. We're supposed to be in community. You know, we're supposed to talk. There's just all these like small things that are being pushed to the side.
Yeah.
And if we could just all kind of get back to them, like our entire lives would change.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. That is so true.
Yes.
That is so real and so true. And I'm like, let's transition from that because that is a mind drop.
Story, yeah.
For sure. Okay, I like to do this thing.
Yeah.
I have a round of fun questions to ask you. Just
amazing.
Like fun ones. So just
love.
Like don't mind me as I just grab
Okay. Don't
mind me as I grab my notebook.
Love.
Do you see all the notes that I've made?
Wait, see, like that's beautiful.
No, yeah. This is my little podcast notebook.
Love.
Okay. So, Bailey, you love quotes.
Yes.
And I love the quotes that you post.
Yeah.
But I have always been curious, what is a quote that has just like stuck with you either through the years or recently that you have seen that is sticking with you now? When you brought one up earlier, I was like giggling on the inside. I was like, this is
as
so awesome.
Walk on the way appears. Yeah.
As you walk on the way appears.
I don't know if that's exactly the quote, but that is how I'm remembering it right
now. Yeah.
Because
oh my gosh.
If you walk, you will see where to go.
Yeah.
But if you don't, you will never know.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You know?
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool perspective. Like, and as I'm envisioning it in my
mind.
Well,
like, even thinking about my business, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I never would have launched the Health and Social Instagram, we never would have had our first event.
Yeah.
I never, you know, would have gone on this wellness retreat that I went on earlier this year. Like, there's so many things where it's like, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And I think that also comes back to the faith thing, too. Like, I trust God.
Yeah.
And I could not do what I'm doing if I didn't have my faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
If you could say anything to your younger self, what would you say?
Ooh.
Either it could be like young, or it can be like 2 years ago young.
I would say like younger self, college self, no one cares if you go to the party. And no one cares what you look like. I would also say that to my younger self too, like, no one's looking at the way you look.
Yeah.
If they are, they probably think you look great. And I just think as females, we're really, really, really hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
And we need to realize that, like, the way we look is the least interesting thing about us. You know, I would not hang out with you just because of the way you look.
Yeah.
And I would hope that no one would want to do that just because of the way, you know what I mean? Like, it's just such a surface level thing.
It's
all about the energy. It's the vibe. It's, can we have a good conversation? You know, like, are you going to make me laugh? Like, can we have, you know, there's just so many things other than the way you look.
Exactly.
And yeah, I just think that's what I would say.
Okay. What is something you're still working on?
Oh, this is a great one. I would say, honestly, like feeling the best in my body. And like my own health. We're all on a journey.
Yeah.
And I had mentioned earlier, I didn't have my cycle for 3 years. So really healing my hormones and getting my body to feel safe again has come with so many fluctuations that have not been fun necessarily, because like when your body changes, you're like, what's going on? Like, I worked so hard for this one way and to unlearn those patterns and really get back to my feminine energy, which I'm finally like truly feeling so in. And it's been really cool to see my body change in a feminine way. Can I, you know, say I have a six pack? No. Did I used to? Yes. And also I was living like a man.
Yeah.
So I think it's really beautiful to be in different chapters of your life. Mm-hmm. And I can now have a baby one day if I want to. And 3 years ago I couldn't.
Yeah. So. And that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like that's, and it's just probably exciting to think about that. Like
oh, you
did
for
that.
Sure.
You did that thing.
Yes.
Like where you were to where, like you did that.
Yes.
That
yeah.
was all you.
Well, and God.
And God. yeah.
Teammates.
Yeah. He's my doubles partner for life. yeah. Okay. What's your favorite color?
Oh, blue.
Is there a reason for blue?
Blue. This is such a, like a.
This is a fun question.
Yeah. Blue is like how I see life.
Oh.
Like I see life in blue.
That's so. That put that on a t-shirt, Bailey. Or like a hat.
I no, I'm not life. Kidding. Like, I do. Like, I, like,
see, I see life in blue.
Like, blue is my color.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it.
You do give off blue vibes.
Thank
Maybe
you.
Maybe it's just, like, your eyes. I don't know.
So are yours.
Thanks, girl.
Blue
look
queen.
Look at his blue eyes. Oh, my gosh. See, I feel like I'm, like, a pink.
I could see that for you.
But, like, blue's awesome.
Yeah.
Is there a specific shade of blue?
Ocean blue.
Ocean blue.
Yeah.
Like, Bahamas, like that beautiful ocean, or like
yeah and the sky
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, I love that. What is your current fixation?
Oh, this is fun. And also
we just like speed, you know, we're speed rounding.
Yeah. Okay. No. Really been obsessed with goat milk, raw goat milk.
You did just do that in your coffee, right?
Okay, wait, you guys, raw goat milk or raw milk?
Yeah.
Sorry if anyone hates on that, but cold brew, pumpkin pie spice. It's okay. Really good for insulin sensitive, like
yeah.
insulin resistance people, which I used to be, and collagen. So cold brew, collagen, pumpkin pie spice, splash of goat milk, and then a little maple syrup.
What's the difference from like goat milk to like oat milk or almond milk or that kind of stuff? Is there like a health difference from it, especially it being raw?
Yes. So specifically like oat milk is oats, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to have carbs.
Yep.
And it's just sugar.
Yeah.
Which is like not ideal, right? Yeah. It's not ideal if you're going to go like sit down for a long period of time, right? Because that's glucose. And you have a bunch of sugar running through your body, but you're not doing anything. That's how we have issues.
Yeah.
Or we gain weight.
Yep.
But like, it's not going to kill you if you have an oat milk latte, like, especially if you're moving your body,
yeah.
like you're fine.
Yeah.
Just the science side of things. Mm-hmm. And then almond milk is just kind of like watery.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. I'm not a fan either.
And I would say goat milk. The reason I've been interested in it is because of my brother. He found a private farmer for us, so I can't give out any information, but I also don't know who it is.
You know nothing.
But anyways, it has like essential amino acids, some healthy fats, some protein.
Okay.
So it's like a balanced.
Got you.
You know, it's going to help the blood sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's honestly really cool too. I mean, it's a random thing.
It's random.
But it, like, it's cool.
Oh,
that, like,
okay.
It...
I have another fixation.
Okay, do it.
Alex ice cream.
Alex ice cream?
Have you had that?
No.
A-L-E-C-S, Alex. Oh. Double chocolate cookie or whatever. I ate it way too much in the first half of summer. And I was like, girl, you got to watch yourself.
No, I love ice cream.
Yeah.
I think I have, if I have a pint in front of me, it'll be gone.
I
like,
love ice cream, too.
It's my thing. Yeah. That with, like, pie, especially.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite pie is strawberry rhubarb.
Oh, really?
So, like, that and, like, any ice cream, I'm just like, give me.
Yep.
That's amazing. Okay. That's awesome fixations.
Yeah.
I need to try that ice cream.
Yeah.
I will.
Do.
Yep. I will be texting you about that. Yep. Okay, two more. Favorite pastime activity?
Oh, okay. Pinterest.
Mm.
And baking.
Love. Pinterest is so awesome.
Pinterest, baking, and cooking. Same thing.
Trifecta.
Yeah.
Do you get recipes from Pinterest or do you just make them up as you go?
No, I kind of make them up as I go.
Mm.
And I think I have a little bit of a problem where I think it's easy.
Yeah.
And so then
you do it and then you're like.
And then sometimes I'm like, no, like it's so easy for me.
Oh, yeah.
And then I realize like for other people it might not be that easy.
There.
So it's something I'm working on. Yeah.
Yeah.
How to explain better.
Yeah. I could follow, like, I can follow recipes.
Yeah.
I can do that. But I can't be, like, I can't assume measurements.
Okay,
just, like, go
see,
with
like,
the flow.
I'm an assumer.
I tried making drinks.
Is it bad?
No, so bad. That was my first time trying Aperol. I tried to make an Aperol spritz.
Oh, no.
It was horrible. I don't know what I did wrong, but it was just wrong. Okay. Like, it just felt wrong. And I was like, tart. Okay, something. Okay. It was, we did like a drink night, you know, like one of those nights, cocktail nights. And I'm just not great with the measurements.
Yeah.
And I'm not great with the...
I'm a concoctor.
Yeah. See, my friends are. Mm-hmm. So I just will go off of what they do. That's I feel smart. Like that's the way to do it for me.
Okay. My last thing I would say is going to coffee shops. Oh. Like that in my pastime. If I could just go to like a Pilates class or the gym and go for a walk, get a coffee every day, like dream. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Dream. Have you seen that? There's like an AI sound that's like, it's a video of an AI girl, but she's like, it's like, what do you do? Like, do you have a job? And she goes, no, I literally drink oat milk lattes, go to Pilates, shop, and da da da. And it's like a sound now on TikTok. And I'm like, if that's not me, I don't know what is. Yeah. Like, that's just life.
That's the goal.
But replace Pilates with cycling.
Okay.
That's my thing. Yep. Yeah.
And mine would be like strength times Pilates.
Yeah. Okay. Last one.
Okay.
And this is kind of summarizing everything. Okay. Do you have anything else to say to anyone listening who is going through starting, middle, end of like figuring out and listening to their body?
Okay.
Listening to your body's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because... you think you have it, but you just never know.
Yeah.
You
know? I would say trust the process.
Mm. Yeah.
It's such a bummer of an answer. But it's so true. Mm-hmm. Like, even for myself right now in this season of life, like I mentioned, like I still have my own kind of like personal physical goals as far as like, you know, I want my skin to continue to improve and all these things. It's like, but you have to trust the process.
Yeah.
And when you don't trust the process and you stop doing something or you blah, 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 or you go do this, you're not trusting the process.
Yeah.
And so I think that kind of goes back to decide like what you're doing right now. And that's where it's important to talk to people about what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. And ask for help and seek guidance and seek advisement from people that where you would want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever ask for advice from someone and you wouldn't trade shoes with them, because I've done that and I've worked with people like above me, quote unquote, and they hadn't been where I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And why would I be taking advice or, you know, life advice or even like health advice from someone that doesn't fully understand where I am or my goals or like where I want to be?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think trust the process and just know that good things take time.
Yeah.
And I really do think good things take time. I have a lot of people say, like, that's not true. Like, anything can happen and the universe is blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, the universe, you mean God.
Yeah.
And God's timing is never wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Never wrong.
You know what one of my favorite quotes is? God's timing is normally never preferred, but it's always perfect.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
That's one thing that sticks with me. Because it's so true. Like, when you pray, you want that thing to happen now. Like you, it's also like when you pray for patience, like God doesn't just give you patience. He gives you the opportunity to be patient.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the cool thing about it, but it is frustrating, you know? Because
I even think about like being in my single season right now.
Yeah.
I've been single for a long time and I wasn't ready for a partner.
Yeah.
I thought I was ready for my husband. Oh my gosh. Yeah. No way. If I would have met my husband even a year ago, I would have messed it up.
Yeah.
Because my heart wasn't ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think that's, I didn't know that at the time, obviously, but I just think that's a good example of like, maybe you are in like a lonely chapter with friends too, or you're not working a job you love, or it's a physical thing and you're like, why don't I have my cycle, or I want to get off birth control or whatever. Trust the process.
Yeah.
And then also like, release the grip.
Mm-hmm.
Release control.
Yeah.
That's something I'm working on too, is surrendering.
So easy to just like always want like your hand on the wheel. And Jesus is like, get your hand off the wheel. He's like,
can someone
let me drive. Stop being a backseat driver.
Cue up Jesus, take the wheel by Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood. Literally, that'll be the closing song.
Yeah.
I will put that in there at the end. And that'll
wait, actually?
I will.
That's so
I funny. Will do it.
Okay.
But no, it's so true. And like, all we see is like the earthly desires and the earthly environment that we're like placed on, but it's so temporary.
Yeah.
To like, and it's so easy to just only focus on that.
Oh, you know,
because it's just in front of us. Yep. But
It's so true to just like release the grip and the control.
Yeah.
As hard as it is.
You know? Like tune in.
Mm-hmm.
Tune into yourself. And if your routine doesn't feel good, then change it.
Yeah.
And talk to someone about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to navigate it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
whether it's health or just life things.
Yeah. Isn't it? There's a saying that's like, what you don't change, you
choose.
Mm-hmm. That also stuck with me too.
Oh yeah.
Because like for real.
That makes me think about myself right now. Like there's things in my routine that I'm still doing that I'm like,
yep.
Maybe you do need to change that, mm-hmm. but you're choosing not to.
Even like the people you surround yourself with, like you are who you surround yourself with. And I think that's also big when you're trying to like be the best version of yourself is obviously, I mean, I've said this a million times, people listening know this, but it's one of those things where that doesn't make them a bad person. That does not make them horrible. It just makes them not your person. And some people aren't meant for you and you're not meant for some people. And like, you just have to know what's filling you and what's draining you.
Yes.
Like at the end of the day.
And you'll only know that when you step into your most authentic, true self.
100%.
Yep.
This has been so fruitful.
So fun.
This has been so fun, Bailey.
I love it.
I am so glad that this actually ended up working out.
I know. And now you're going to dress me.
No. Yep. That is going to be the next episode.
She's going to send me all the links.
No.
We should actually do a live one.
We should.
Like a live video on Instagram.
Okay. Content idea.
That would be fun.
Content idea.
Dress
no, I would
Bailey.
Love that.
Yeah.
You should see my Pinterest board. It's insane.
Oh.
You should see my Pinterest board. But also, like, I am a shopaholic,
are
so
you?
I will lend you clothes, too, if you need, like, a piece. I do that all the time. I'm like, my closet's open.
That's so funny.
I love it. Because I'm, like, okay, I'm the type of
friend. You should start something.
No.
No, okay.
I'm thinking. We're talking about this off camera.
Sorry.
That's such a good idea.
Over
no,
here.
Literally. But thank you.
Yes.
Thank you
gosh.
So much.
This is so fun.
It's actually, though, like, when I started this podcast, you were like one of the first people that came to mind of someone who I would love
my gosh,
to have on.
That is so sweet.
Especially to talk about this topic because,
yeah.
I mean, again, people can list out all these facts and they're obviously great.
Yeah.
But like you have such a real reality to you and like a real experience and it's just, it's easy to comprehend and it's something where people can agree with because you've been through it, you know?
Yeah. And I'm still through it.
Yeah, you're still
going
through
it.
Yes. It's not like it's just someone who's just like speaking and speaking and speaking and redundancy, right? But it's like every day you feel something new about like how you're healing and how you see other people healing. And I think that's so real too because it's just like there's always something, you know? There's always something that you can do. And so having you on has been like,
aww.
It's been so fulfilling. And so I'm so grateful that you are on.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
So fun.
But... for those listening, if you have not followed Bailey and she has said and spoken to you something that has felt relatable and something that you would like to hear more of, follow her. Her Instagram is basics, basics times bay.
Yes.
Basics times bay.
Yep.
And then her other business is health and social. It's health x social on Insta. So follow her, DM her, talk to her. She obviously loves friends.
Yeah.
So she loves friends and she loves talking to people. So if you are feeling called to do that, go do that because I'm sure she'd love to hear from you.
Of course I would. But thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on. I love you all so, 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 so very much. And I will talk to you very soon. Bye.